Show. All right, everyone, welcome back to episode 163 of the 580 Show. Myself, Donnie. This is going to be a quick episode, basically a see you next week episode, but just hopping on here real quick. Want to say first off, thank you so much to everyone that keeps listening to the pod. I had another issue recording with Tom Hibbert this week. We were supposed to have him on the last like 3 weeks, and it's just been a nightmare. And this week was my fault because I got called out to a job site like an hour before the interview. So hoping to have Tom on. But the one question, I got two questions for people that listen this week. And the first one, I guess, is just comment, who do you guys think would be a good guest for us to have on here in the next couple weeks? It really helps us, like, obviously, because if you guys want to hear them, more people are going to listen. You know, there's a high chance, high probability that if you want to hear them, other people would be interested as well. So if you can help us out, drop a comment on the YouTube, DM us, whatever. Like, hey, I think so-and-so would be a good guest. It doesn't have to be just strongman, you know? Like, is there someone in powerlifting or a strength coach or whoever? Maybe an old – you know one thing I was thinking about, Donnie, is because we were watching them last night together, is old World's Strongest Man competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think, like, Phil Pfister would be sick. You know, like, people like that. Old American World's Strongest Man competitors to kind of like really talk about it back in the day and their experiences and how much has changed and stuff like that. I think that would be really cool.
Right.
But, you know, up and coming athletes, like someone that just might be in your area, wherever you're at in the US or wherever you train at, up and coming athlete. You're like, hey, I think this guy might win nationals in the next couple of years. Like just people like that too. It doesn't have to be someone like quote unquote famous, but you know, I'd be really curious who you guys would want to hear. Then my other question, this is more for local people to us, you know, not just members, but people that are within driving range of the gym. If we were to do a seminar in 2024, a strongman seminar, who would you guys want to see as our first ever seminar at 580 Barba? Who would you be inclined to, if you're an hour, two, or three away, who would you be inclined to travel to for a day seminar? You know, would you like, there's a ton of options.
I don't count, by the way.
Yeah. Dante, you don't count. But no, but in all seriousness, you know, who would you want to like a deadlift seminar from a certain guy, a press seminar, an overall just strongman seminar where it's like, hey, we do a couple hours of theory, like class work presenting, and then just go downstairs into the gym and just kind of just have a training session. Like, I guess who and what would you want to, you know, the seminar to look like? All training, both nutrition. I'm just curious what people would want, because I have a few people in mind that I would want to have. But I would love to actually do a seminar in 2024. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, so, something different. We don't see too many of those around here.
And it's like, you know, I think about it from like a selfish, like from me, you, Frawley, like we all see each other every day. So there may be things like I'm numb, like, okay, Dante could fix this in his press or in his deadlift, you know. But this person may just that light bulb moment where it goes off and you can kind of learn.
Right.
So be really curious. And people that are just like, maybe it's not even feasible for you to come, what has been like your best seminar experience? Like, hey, I saw so-and-so and we did this and it went really well and I learned a lot and I feel like I benefited from it. I'd be, you know, open to that as well. So just a couple of questions. I know we're doing this episode quick and last minute this week, but that was something I wanted to bring up this week.
Yeah.
Have you ever went to a seminar, Dante?
I have not.
I went to powerlifting seminars. And I mean, they do the nutrition seminar before nationals and before the
Arnold. I don't think that really counts, though.
Yeah, no. I mean, Nathan Payton, I mean, he's obviously a big nutrition guy, but that's not the kind of seminar we're going for, I don't think, you know, to that many people. I would like a cool, like 10 to 15, like person one.
And you could always potentially like, record it too. And like,
yeah, I was just going to say that for sure.
You know, like, put it as like one of like the, if you can't make it in person, like here's like $10 for the stream link or something like that.
Yeah, the theory part of it, here's 10 bucks if you want to hear this athlete, you know, is 2 hours, you know, classroom thing. That'd be cool. But yeah, how's training going for the Arnold?
Was going kind of bad. Hopefully we've figured some stuff out. Not gonna make too many official statements right now, but things might be changing for the Arnold Classic for Dante Petrella. So
Okay,
be on the lookout.
I didn't know if you wanted to make that announcement, but you don't have to. I'm just
Yeah, maybe not right now, but people probably
okay.
get the hint just by how I'm saying it. But I think training is going to go really well this week. I'm feeling very good this weekend. Had a great
Yep.
training session Saturday, so we're on the up and up again, and looking forward to the Arnold again.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I think I might come out to the Arnold just for the day to watch you compete. That's what I'm
Yeah.
hoping to do.
So that'll be Saturday, right? Because we do Saturday and
Yeah,
Sunday.
Saturday and potentially Sunday. So, yeah, if anyone's going to Arnold, I obviously love meeting new people, fellow strongman competitors, stuff like that. So if you are going to Arnold, if you're competing, good luck. But if you're just going to be there, just give us a shout. Love to meet up with some people.
I think we're in such a better area than we were last year too. Because if you go
I
on like,
hope so, because it's in like,
if you go on like the Arnold website, you can see the floor layout. And we're like where the old cross or the Olympic lifting warm-ups used to be. Like
Oh, really?
when you first go into the right, I believe that's where we are.
Oh, that's cool. Well,
So it'd be
hopefully
the
it's a great spot this year.
yeah. Should be a lot more space. Because we're not
That
we
can
won't be
make a
warming up.
world of
Yeah, we
difference.
won't be warming up in the freaking aisleway between freaking jiu-jitsu and medieval games.
Yeah, and I'm sure Strongman Corp is pretty like handcuffed with what they can, you know,
Right.
how the floor layout works. And in theory, like last year could have been a good idea with like the set more in the center, but I think for what Strongman is, the ability to warm up, stuff like that, you kind of want to be almost in a corner.
I think they just wanted us really close to the big strongman event,
Yeah,
which would make
maybe.
sense. But I think the space was so confined, there wasn't much space to do like anything, like even warm ups. Like I don't know. Hopefully, it's a
Yeah,
lot better
no,
this year. I'm
last
ex I'm
year's
excited for the to the spread and see how it looks.
warm-ups were brutal. So I understand it's not always gonna be perfect, but last year was really bad. Yeah, no, there's a lot of stuff on the horizon for all of us in 20 early 2024. So I'm excited. I'm gonna be doing a show as 200 here in April.
What's the
That's
one
just
called? The
close to our
Firelands?
house. Firelands Ch Strongman Challenge.
We got a couple people doing that.
And yeah, I think we've got like probably five people from the gym.
So far, yeah. Potentially others I've heard.
Yeah, me too. So yeah, we're gonna be going out. It's like by like Cedar Point in Ohio. Fun events. And it's this promoter's first show, and I think he's gonna do a good job. So I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of participation so far, even outside of us. So.
And we do have a presenting sponsor for Bridge, for Battle of the Bridge 3. We've actually had a presenting sponsor come forward. Not gonna say who it is yet. It's a pretty big company. I've never seen them do stuff with Strongman before, so I'm really excited and pumped up about this collaboration. So if you haven't signed up for regionals yet, anyone, remember, for regionals this year, anyone can sign up. The winner of each class gets a direct invite to the Arnold Classic for 2025. And there's a guaranteed three nationals bids per class, no matter how much participation, but the chance for four or five. So hopefully we're about to pass that 50 mark already, and we're, you know, about 5 months out. So get signed up right on Iron Podium, Battle of the Bridge 3. If you have any questions about it, just let us know. And I, you know, hope to see a lot of people there. But yeah, other than that, I think just ran into a ton of issues this week. Very busy. So apologies for the short episode. Hopefully we'll have some guests on the next couple weeks. And yeah, just let us know who you want to hear. Let us know about that seminar stuff, and hopefully we'll see and talk to a lot of you guys soon.
Yeah, I just checked, by the way. We have 5 spots away from 50
50.
spots filled. So
Sweet.
that's good.
Awesome. Yeah, we're getting, hopefully we get 100 plus people. Be awesome.
Cool.
So,
Yes, sir.
yeah, we'll see you guys all next week for episode 164.
Peace.
Thanks, guys.